Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lake. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houdeman moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Houdeman, and towards Lake, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Leaner. Swift reaches second base with a double. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Leaner. Lake reaches second base with a double. Swift scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb strikes out. 1 out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Fred Sanford. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Coleman for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Lehner scores. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive towards third. Kell catches it and throws to first to double up Heath. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Swift bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Early is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 4 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lehner moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Heath moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.